that are, proliferating in our modern day society. And so there are a lot of practical things that the book offers, which can be used on a daily basis.
And it's the actual practice using them on a daily basis where you begin to, I mean, like anything, do you begin to start to experience the results? What kind of results are people looking for?
Well, I think the main thing that a person can expect, and what, of course, the title of the book represents, is ultimate mental power. And what we're really speaking about is the ability to take control. So much of what goes on for us today is we're being schooled and socialized by our parents, by the school system, by social institutions, and people are losing touch with their inner power, with their self-power, with their God center. And so part of what the book focuses on is how to reclaim the self, how to begin to recreate yourself through a process of self-mastery. In the book, there are what we call the 13 instruments of self-power, and they're outlined as specific tools by which you can begin to master the self and develop your own mental power.
Roger, help my listeners understand what makes this book so much more different from that standard traditional self-help 24 pages book that we see on bookshelves.
Well, Lee, I think the easiest way I could explain it is that what this book does is not just give you the 10-point program or the 12-step program or, an outline of what you should do or positive affirmations. But what it does is it gives you a science. It gives you techniques, applied spiritual technology, which anyone can understand and use and incorporate into their daily lifestyle. And therefore, the book takes on, as I've been talking to a lot of people who've been reading the book, and they're saying, wow, this is like a textbook, it's like a class, it's like, a process that I'm going through, which is really deep. And that's kind of what this book does, as opposed to, I guess, a lot of the books out there, which are mainly inspirational. They kind of inspire you to change your life. But what this book does is give you the guidelines and the actual practice of techniques that will begin that transformation.
Yes, I can attest that it moves you beyond inspiration and into action.
You got it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's it's such a marvelous read, and many of the concepts around yoga and meditation that you explore were very new to me, and I find myself really drawn to a lot of the illustrations and some of the thinking. You explore some Aztec philosophy. You talked about the ancient Aryans. It's like wow, you're exploring a whole bunch of stuff that's very, very valuable in this book.
Well, one of the things, Lee, in order to achieve that ultimate state of power, mental power, and self-power, you have to have a very good understanding of the historical past. And there are a lot of distortions, and like I said, it's important to understand from whence we came in order to understand where we're going.
And where are you going with this, my friend?
Well, we're beginning a national book signing tour.
That's what I want to hear.
It began last week, as a matter of fact. I was up at my alma mater, Cornell University, and did a book signing. It was seeing a lot of alumni and old friends there, and it was an opportunity to launch what I hope will not only be a book that is seen and heard on the college campuses, but is seen and heard in the communities. And so I'm hoping that we'll be able to reach your listeners. We'll hopefully come out to the Detroit area and then also throughout the country, people who are responding to your on-site website and the internet work that you're doing. And hopefully we'll be able to touch a lot of people during the book tour. And after the book tour, basically I'll be conducting seminars and workshops and actually doing meditation intensives.
All right. See, I want people to make sure that they understood that, this is a teaching seminar continuous improvement experience that you're about, that you're outlining for folks.
Yeah, and it's about what I call spiritual warfare. You know, it's about coming to terms with how to go to battle for yourself. So often we're fighting for other people, other people's agendas, working for employers, and we're doing it at our expense. You know, we go to work and we're killing ourselves, smoking cigarettes, having coffee, in some cases some people even doing drugs just to cope with life. And there's a need to say, time out, hold off, let me spend some time with myself. Let me develop myself and my abilities so that I can truly be an instrument of change in the community and ultimately help to transform the community I live in.
All right. Well, let's make sure folks know where they can access your book.
Well, there's a good website that people can order the book from. It's the African American Literary Book Club. That's AALBC.com. It's also available through Amazon.com. Or you can contact AKU Press International, and they're located at P.O. Box 1316, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 834. And I guess you can just go to your local bookstore.
Now, this isn't the last that we're going to hear from you, is it?
I hope not. I'm really hoping that this book begins to awaken people to the real challenge that I think we face in the new millennium, which is, returning to a real principle of self-empowerment and improving ourselves so that we can transform the world we live in. And, you know, we've gone through a whole era of cynicism and corruption in politics and all the things that are making people very apathetic. But I think there's a bright future lying ahead of us, despite the doomsday talk. And I think if we all pay attention to that inner voice within, we're going to see some real change in the coming millennium.
Fine words of wisdom from a man who, ladies and gentlemen, has written, I mean, this ultimate mental power, the title of the book, even that is, it doesn't really capture everything that's in here. His name is Roger Davis. He's written a great book called The Ultimate Mental Power, The Eco Meditation Technique. You can order it through the African American Literary Book Club. You can also order it through Amazon.com, AKU Press International at P.O. Box 1316, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80034. I tell you, now that I have this book, the only thing that it lacks now, Roger, it lacks your autograph.
well, I'll do that for you, Lee. One quick question in response.
Yeah.
As you read the book, did you sense that there was an opportunity for your own change to occur?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Then I've done my job.
Okay.
The main thing is I didn't want to put out a book that, you know, just repeats the same things. I want a book that really can help.
Well, I can testify that I read enough of the other kind to know that this book takes it to another level.
Well, I appreciate the comment.
Oh, no, and that's the absolute truth, my friend. So you continued good luck with the book and getting the seminar out there, and, you know, anything that we can do to help advance the cause. You know, you're part of the Book Read family now, so you have open invitation to return anytime you want.
Well, I'd love to come back, and if you do any kinds of online kinds of things, I'd be glad to do that with you as well.
Okay. All right. Well, Roger Euston, you take it easy out there. Good luck at your book signings.
And once again, I wish your listeners peace and blessings.
Thank you very much. Take care. All right. That was Roger Davis with the book Ultimate Mental Power. Woo!